temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How about Cam Hayward? So I saw this from Mark Aboli, our friend. He writes for The Athletic. He's going to join us today at 9 a.m. And he talked to Cam Hayward, and Cam said he doesn't even know which way to lean. Quote, "We'll see what happens. I can assure you this. I will be playing in 2025. I will tell you that. I still have family in Cleveland. My wife is from Cleveland. We will see. I am not trying to think about all that right now," end quote. Cam.
Oh, man.
He did not need to do that to himself.
I said that to my dad over the weekend. I was like, Cam, I was like, he did not need to do that to himself. I'm like, just finish your career out. Like, how, you know, people will remember you a certain way. Like, now you're starting to flirt with things where it's going to rub people the wrong
way.
It's going to rub people the wrong way. That's not a negotiation tactic there.
No, you think that that does anything to Art Rooney and Omar Khan? No. But what it does do is it sours you to the fan base. Now, that was going to be my question at 412-928-9370. If Cam Hayward finishes off his career someplace else, we've had enough Twitter polls, we've talked enough about this to know that it seems like the majority of Steelers fans are like, all right, don't give him 3 years. Some Steelers say, don't give him 2 years. Let him play out this year. Let him sing for his supper, for lack of a better way of putting it. And I don't know that Steelers fans would be mad if he does the Franco thing and winds up in Seattle, or he plays for the Carolina Panthers or something like that. But if he went to Cleveland, I think there are some in Pittsburgh that wouldn't spit on him if he were on fire then. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the one. Don't mention Cleveland. Don't mention Cincinnati. Don't mention Baltimore. Because I do think if he left and went to one of those places, he would not be thought of as favorably in Steelers lore.
No.
Now, all things, you know, time heals all wounds. James Harrison, he was Benedict Arnold. He goes to the New England Patriots. He's fallen asleep in meetings. He's not taking T.J. Watt under his wing. And people hated his guts. Now, he's not as beloved as Cam Hayward, I don't think, but a player who... best play in Super Bowl history. Now he's doing social media videos for the Steelers for schedule reveals. Time would heal the wounds. But I do think people would look at this and go, Cam, what the hell, man? Like, you could have gone anywhere. We don't like you anymore, Cam.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, you bring that up, and obviously he played in Columbus, played for Ohio State. His wife is from Cleveland, has family in Cleveland. If he were to do that, it would absolutely be on purpose to stick it to the Steelers and the Steelers fan base. Like, I mean, because if he had an offer from Cleveland, he definitely would have an offer from somewhere else.
Yes.
And if he were to decide to do that, he says he has family and his wife is from there. Yeah, okay, that's kind of a shield, but it would be to stick it to the Steelers for not paying them.
Oh, I'm an Ohio State guy. Yeah, he would be.
It would, yeah.
That,
which I don't think he'll do.
Well, so... You hit on something there that I've been thinking about a little bit. Like, does it mean that these negotiations are going a lot worse than he thought that they would go to even have to bring Cleveland up in the first place?
No, I don't think they're going a lot worse. I think that maybe he's a little disappointed that they haven't even got, like, they're not where they should be. Not that it's bad. Not that it's like, he's probably like, well, I've done all this for you. Like, well, we're not even like talking right now. Maybe we're not even going to talk about it. Hey, I'm here. Hey, look. Are we going to have a conversation? And Steeler's probably like, hey, we got other stuff to take care of first. He's like, wait a minute. Like,
I'm the Walter Payton man of the year.
Like, I've done a lot. And, you know, and I want to continue to do a lot. And I want to stay here forever. Can we start seeing eye to eye on something? Not necessarily the actual contract, but can we start, you know, sitting down maybe, having dinner, talking about this? I don't even know if it's gotten to that point. So I'm guessing right now. But I don't think it's like in a bad place, but it's not in a place where in his mind he probably thought that it would be right
now.
Yeah,
he's probably not thinking he's priority
right
at this point.
Priority, yes.
And I think he probably thought that he would be. Yes. I think he's played this whole thing wrong from the start. Like, I had no problem, really, with him not showing up for OTAs. They're voluntary. And then he actually did wind up coming to the last one. He went through minicamp, but he made it so public with his podcast, with the leak from his agent before OTAs. I think he was trying to curry public favor. I think he thought that there would be a groundswell of Steelers fans behind him blowing the thing up saying, you've got to pay Cam Hayward. And then it didn't wind up being like that. A lot of Steelers fans, they look at the shield, they look at the logo, and they say, oh, this guy's too old. This guy doesn't have it anymore. Why does this guy think he's worth XYZ amount of money? And then he drops Cleveland, and Cam's a guy that cares what people say. I wouldn't have done it. Maybe it was innocuous. Maybe he was just thinking out loud.
He's a little more wittier than that.
He's too smart a guy.
Yeah, like everybody knows. I mean, that's like dropping the F-bomb whenever you're a kid.
Like, you know there are going to be repercussions.
You bring Cleveland into the mix.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
And I still think he's going to get a 2-year deal. They'll probably rip up this contract. But I'm looking at the text line right now. People are pissed. Here's one at 412-928-9370. Cam needs to shut the bleep up. Everyone crushed Ben anytime he mentioned retirement, but Cam can bleep about being ranked too low, about money, about playing somewhere else, and no one says anything about it. Well, I don't know that. I think we're saying things about it right now.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.